Hello, everybody. In today's Naf Daily, we're discussing Tehillim, chapter 128. This chapter has six psukim in it. We continue in the Shir Malach chapters. By way of introduction, the Malbim explains there's essentially two parts to this chapter. The first speaks about the individual benefits a person with Yiras Shamayim, fear of God, will receive. The second part is about the national blessings and benefit our nation will receive when we have proper Yiras Shamayim. Now for the first part of the parak. The author explains some of the benefits of having Yiras Shamayim are being happy and enjoying the fruit of your labor. Obviously, the pleasure of earning something on your own is much greater than the pleasure of a free handout. Another benefit of having Yiras Shamayim is increased marital harmony and having fine children. Now, in the second part of the chapter, it relates the national benefits are our nation will return to Eretz Yisrael and see the good fortune of Yerushalayim. Additionally, Am Yisrael will merit to raise generations living in Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, our nation will be b'shalom. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 2, it says, Yagia kapecha tisochel ashrecha v'tov lach. When you eat the labor of your hands, you are praiseworthy and it is well with you. A very well-known Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Parak 4, Mishnah 1, says, based on our pasuk, Ezehu ashir hasameach b'chelko. Who's considered rich? Who's happy with their lot in life? Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh v'tov lach la'olam haba. You'll be praiseworthy in this world and it'll be good for you in the next world. So many times we fall into the trap of not being happy with what we have. It's so easy to look outside ourselves and become dissatisfied with our lot in life. We can be unhappy with our material possessions, cars, house, clothing, finances, or it can happen emotionally. We might look at other people and think, you want what they have and their personalities. But truth be told, the key to being happy with our lot in life is to understand everything we have in life is exactly what we need. This allows us to appreciate what we have, to feel content with our material and emotional needs. We take so many things for granted. We need to reflect and search for all the good things we have in our life. Truth be told, we live very comfortable lives. Do you think Shlomo HaMelech had anti-shock on his horse and buggies? How about indoor plumbing, refrigeration, and air conditioning? All wonderful things we have in our lives to appreciate, to not overlook, and to be happy with. If you look at the word ashir, rich, it shows us exactly what we need to be happy for. It's spelled Ayin, Shin, Yud, Resh. Ayin means our eyes. We have eyes. Shin is our Shinayim, our teeth, and Yud is our Yadayim, our hands. Resh is our Rosh and our Raglayim, our mind and our legs. Our vital organs, our health, true riches. Ezu Ashir Hasameach B'chelko. We need to be happy with our very own Chelek of health. Let us merit to be happy with what we have, to see everything we have is what we need to make it through life. This day, it'll be good for us in this world and the next. Stay tuned for the next episode of Naf Daily. We'll be moving on to Tehillim chapter 129. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.